Hello. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Making It Easy to Get to Salsa Level 2. Thanks for sticking around. It's last day of the conference, semi-last talk. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about salsa and compliance and hopefully how you can meet those compliance requirements hassle-free. My name is Theophilos, and I'm going to be talking about CHOC, an open source framework we developed at Crash Override. So I come from a security background, and every time I hear the word compliance, I get bored to death. It's kind of like a box-ticking exercise. But hopefully we can discuss today about this and see how you can do this in your own organization easily while also get value for your org. Before jumping into the topic, let me kind of quickly set the scene and talk a little bit about software supply chain attacks. So in a software supply chain attack, the attackers compromise either the build system or the package registry and get a foothold there. And over the past years, we've been seeing an increase in these types of attacks. So there was a report, say, from Sonatype that said since 2019, year after year, we've been seeing a sevenfold increase in this type of attacks. Another report came out in 2022 that said supply chain attacks basically surpassed malware-based attacks by 40%. And last year, around 2 out of 3 of U.S. businesses were impacted by a supply chain attack. So you can take these numbers with a grain of salt, but the fact of the matter is there is a surge in these types of attacks. And this popularity on the attack realm drives policy changes. So in May 2021, there was an executive order by the White House that said software vendors must be providing purchaser with software bill of materials and provenance information. And quick show of hands, how many are familiar with the term SBOMs or provenance? Cool. How many of you have been deploying these in your pipelines or your organizations? Okay, great. There's also an SBOM room. So today we're going to jump into these topics real quick. So we're going to discuss some concepts and then talk about the challenges people face when trying to deploy these things to production. Then we're going to talk about CHOC and how CHOC can help you solve these problems but achieve many, many more things and hopefully have a discussion in the end. So for those of you who are not familiar with software bill of materials or SBOMs, you can think of it like a list of ingredients for software. So you go to the supermarket, you see a package, then you read the labels and you get a list of all the ingredients that are in there. So an SBOM is pretty much the same thing, but for your software application. So you get either an XML or a JSON, and from that you can get a list of the packages, their versions, etc., etc. When we're talking about provenance, what we're talking about really is how did the artifact get here? Like who created it, who packaged it, how was it modified along the way until it actually reaches the user, basically. So that is all and good, but if we think about a list of ingredients, what are the guarantees that what we get is actually what we're promised? So, for instance, you could have an NPM package, and you can generate an SBOM for your NPM package saying that, you know, these are the ingredients that are there, but then an attacker could get a foothold somewhere in your build pipeline and inject something that was not originally there. So another key component here, besides generating the SBOMs and the provenance information, is really having some attestation around the integrity of the generated artifacts. So anyone should be able to cryptographically verify that at least what we're promised has not been tampered with and that the contents of the SBOM were coming from an original author, et cetera, et cetera. And what's really important here is we need to have some clear assumptions around the threat model, aka what can an attacker compromise and what are the security guarantees we're getting depending on that. So do we require the attacker, say, to compromise our build pipeline? Or do we require the attacker to run, you know, get a foothold on developers' boxes? What's our threat model? And that's really important because if we think about DevOps pipelines in practice, you have many components, right? Like developers are pushing code. That code ends up in some provider like GitHub or GitLab. You have open source packages. You have container images. You have infrastructure as code that modifies this code and pushes it out. And then somehow it ends up in the service or the cloud. And as we're building out all these graphs of components, attackers could get a foothold at various places. So this is where Salsa comes in. Salsa is an OpenSSF project and essentially gives us some a framework to talk about the security posture of our applications. And we have different levels for the supply chain security of our artifacts. At level one, essentially all we're doing is we are providing information about how the package was built and have a report, but we don't really have guarantees around the report, whether it has been tampered with or not. At level two, we get signed provenance. Essentially, at this point, we say, okay, once the thing has been generated, there has not been tampering on that artifact, but you don't get guarantees around the build platform, et cetera. And as you move up the layers, you get stronger and stronger security guarantees. So today we're going to be talking about Chalk and how easy it is to get to SaaS level 2 if you deploy Chalk into your build pipelines. So how does one start to do this, right? Like, this is good. We all want to improve the security posture of our applications. We want to deploy these things in our organization. How does one start to do it? One could think that, okay, that's surely a solved problem. There must be tools for this already. And you're right to some extent, but the tooling ecosystem is really in its infancy and it's largely fragmented at this point. So it's not necessarily obvious to a newcomer which tool or framework they should pick. And even if you, say, select a space like SBOMs, the outputs of different tools are inconsistent with each other. So you could run a tool, get a certain report, run another tool, get some different report. And there might be assumptions around how these things should be getting set up, how you should be deploying all these things. So it's not a straightforward way. And what's